This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said the United States will respond to a drone strike in Jordan on Sunday that killed at least three U.S. military personnel and wounded about three dozen others. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden called it a tough day and said those responsible will be held to account after news that a drone strike being blamed on Iranian-backed militants struck a U.S. installation in northeast Jordan near the Syrian border. Insiders say Tower 22 houses mostly engineering, logistics, and security troops who were likely sleeping at the time of the attack. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Turkish authorities on Sunday captured two gunmen who shot one person dead during a service at a church in Istanbul and who are believed to be tied to Islamic State. That's according to Turkey's interior minister, who earlier said the attack, which Ankara condemned, took place at the Italian Santa Maria Catholic Church. Earlier, Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack in a statement on Telegram, saying it was in response to a call by the group's leaders to target Jews and Christians. Families of hostages held in Gaza hope for progress in a potential agreement under which Israel would pause military operations against Hamas for 2 months in exchange for the release of more than 100 remaining hostages.
It does feel like all parties are leaning in right now, and we, as parents of a hostage, just say, keep going. Don't let this be another false start. Get this over the finish line. Get the deal done, and let's bring the hostages home, back to their loved ones.
John Polin, the father of Hirsch Goldberg Polin, who was kidnapped. This is VOA News. United Nations officials on Sunday urged countries to reconsider a pause in funding for the UN Agency for Palestinians, UNRWA. At least nine countries, including top donors, the U.S. and Germany, have paused funding after allegations by Israel that a dozen of its 13,000 staff in Gaza were involved in the October 7th rampage by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Most of Gaza's 2.3 million people have become reliant on the aid UNRWA provides. Many, like Raed Shaheen, have been displaced from their home.
UNRWA is our lifeline. Who will give us food and drink after the war? May God help the people. What can I say?
UNRWA's role has long been criticized by Israel, which alleges the agency has supported Hamas for years. It's an allegation the agency denies.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Ukraine's security service says employees from an arms firm conspired with defense ministry officials to embezzle almost $40 million earmarked to buy mortar shells for the war with Russia. The SBU said late Saturday five people have been charged and the money has been recovered. The investigation comes as Kyiv clamps down on corruption as it attempts to speed up its membership in the European Union and NATO. Iran said it had successfully launched three satellites into space on Sunday. The state-run IRNA news agency reported the launch also saw the successful use of an Iranian rocket, which has had multiple failures in the past. The United States has previously said Iran's satellite launches defy a UN Security Council resolution and called on Tehran to not undertake activity involving ballistic missiles capable of delivering nuclear weapons. French farmers are putting pressure on their government to respond to their demands as they gear up for a tractor protest. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The French Interior Ministry has ordered a large deployment of security around Paris as two large farmers' unions plan to use their tractors to block all major roads. They aim to put Paris under siege. French farmers are demanding for better pay, less red tape, and protection against cheap imports. The order came hours after climate activists hurled soup at the glass protecting the Mona Lisa painting at the Louvre Museum and shouted slogans advocating for a sustainable food system. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
And I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.